January 28th through February 25th, Everyman Theatre is reviving a contemporary classic from the early canon of celebrated Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage, Crumbs from the Table of Joy. The play offers a loving look back through the eyes of 17-year-old Ernestine Crump, adjusting to a new life and new family in 1950s Brooklyn. It is directed by Reginald L. Douglas, who joins me via Zoom to talk about the production. Welcome.
Good morning.
I mentioned the play is set in the past, the immediate post-war turbulent 1950s, but also looks back at Ernestine's own past, the central character and our narrator. How would you say Crumbs navigates between that past, a present, and even a possible future?
Sure, and thank you again for having me. You know, I think what Lynn does so beautifully in this play is give us the setting of 1950, but the themes that she's raising, politics, coming of age, racism, sexism, navigating through interracial relationships, immigrant experiences, and the general just joy of being an American, those themes still resonate today. And I think because we follow Ernestine on her journey, they do allow us to see both then, but also present, and of course, now in the future, how are Black women in particular, and therefore all Americans, navigating through these multitude of experiences that shape us throughout history in really personal ways.
Well, it is very personal. To me, the play has always felt like a very personal memoir through the lens of the playwright's own lived experience, as well as very personal to Ernestine, who speaks directly to us through the play. But you know, at the same time, like so much of Nottage's work, it's filled with these surprising characters and unexpected relationships. And I wonder how you would say those show up in this case for you.
Oh, totally. It's one of my favorite things about Lynn's canon, about working on Lynn Nottage's work, is her love of her characters. I always find Lynn to write such nuanced, honest, funny, charming people. Mm-hmm. And in this play, yes, we meet Ernestine and we first meet her sister, Ermina, who is the young, sassy, fierce young lady who's ready to take on Brooklyn. And her dad, Godfrey, a man born in the 20s, living in Pensacola, Florida, who comes north, kind of the second great migration, looking for both an escape from his grief, but also for work, for opportunity that the North and New York City promised. But then we get to meet Lillianne Green, this fierce, fabulous Black woman living in Harlem, which Ernestine describes as the promised land for colored people then. And Lily is wonderfully independent and confident in who she is. And boy, does that open up Ernestine's eyes. And then just when you think there's enough pizzazz on stage and energy and curiosity, Lynn introduces Gerda Schulte, a German immigrant just arrived in New York, following her love of music and opportunity. And Gerda and Godfrey meet and everything changes.
Completely unexpected, I think, in that mix. But all these elements bounce off each other in such dynamic ways. I'm struck as you describe that by the passion that fuels these individual characters. You talked about their nuance, their humor, the specificity of their identity, but they do seem to share faith and passion in pursuing this through line of joy.
They do. I think that's one of the beautiful aspects of the play is how people can be both united in pain and their personal experiences of racism or xenophobia or sexism, but also can be united through joy pushing through that pain. And I think the desire for more, the curiosity, the courage that these characters have also connects them.
I've been speaking with Reginald L. Douglas, director of Crumbs from the Table of Joy by Lynn Nottage, playing at Everyman Theatre January 28th through February 25th. Tickets and more information are available at everymantheatre.org. Reginald, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.